You're listening to the Riverfront Church broadcast, a place to explore faith, history, ideas, and more.
Shana Watson, my title is the Reverend Canon of St. Stephen's Episcopal Cathedral, and I am the founder and creator of Theocon, where theology meets pop culture.
Okay, so let's talk about that. This is the second Theocon, I believe?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, so what was the inspiration? What tell us about just organizing the first one. What was it like?
Sure. The inspiration, as I shared earlier, there were two primary factors. The first one, my brother, when he was four, and how he had a dream, and he said that he heard the voice of God and saw God in his dream. And I asked him, well, what did God look like? And he identified God as Obi-Wan Kenobi from Star Wars. And that was when the second trilogy came out. So I thought that was very enlightening to me, that young people, or just people in general, are able to visualize or have a different image of God than what we were traditionally brought up with. You know, it's no longer the Zeus character with the finger pointing, the creation of man, or whatever that image is called. But now we get to think about God in images that we're familiar with, or that brings us comfort. And the other aspect was that things that people are really passionate about, whether it's justice, environmental justice, or different issues and causes, pop culture can be a great medium to bring all sorts of people together from different backgrounds, diverse theological ideologies, all races, genders. Whereas people, if they're not going to church or not going to mosque or not going to synagogue, we're all going to the movies. We're all going to Barnes & Noble. So there's pop culture is like the common ground. It's our common language. So that's another motivator behind this.
So what was it like organizing the first Theocon?
What was it like? Because of my nerdiness and a little sprinkle of geekiness, I knew that I was excited about it, but I wasn't sure how excited other people were. So I would begin to collect friends who were also equally as enthusiastic. However, we're trying to figure out, well, how can we invite other people into this space of enthusiasm that we all evidently shared? So figuring out language around D&D, you know, and talking about which is Dungeons and Dragons, a role-playing game. However, somebody else, that might not be their fandom. That might not be something that they're passionate about, but they would want to read A Wrinkle in Time, or maybe others would want to talk about Twin Peaks. So we wanted to create a standardized language where we can educate people about pop culture as well as theology, because again, words and language that we all take for granted. And I think once we break things down, people will begin to lean in more because they'll have a better understanding. So the process, it was fun. There were some areas where it was challenging because we had to either make connections for people, because when a lot of people, whenever I would mention pop culture to them, it was automatically compartmentalized. Like, oh, pop culture, that means science fiction only. It means cartoons only. So a lot of people categorized it or compartmentalized it into just one area. But pop culture can mean so many things and include so many things. So it was a bit of a process working around the language. But once we were able to do that, it flowed a little better.
So far today, on the second Theocon, we're hearing from incredible speakers who seem to be exposing the world to various cultural ideas, whether it's from India or from Asia, and you know, kind of opening up those doors for greater conversations. Your thoughts on is that? What kind of response do you give first from the theological community in that area? Does this help people from various faith backgrounds just be able to learn a little bit more about each other in a less threatening environment than, you know, you have to come in and learn our doctrines? Sure. You know, instead let's talk about, you know, these different stories you know, as the last speaker put it, you know, these are mythologies that everybody in India would be familiar with. So as we in the West get to be more familiar with the various gods there and get a better understanding and be able to have better more open communication. Mm-hmm. Is that something that you see happening as a result of this, these sort of conversations happening?
It really is. We have some familiar faces from last year. This is only our second TheoCon, and we have a lot of new faces, which is really great. I think what that tells us is that people are leaning in more in this day and time and wanting and desiring to be in relationship with whatever that looks like. So TheoCon, even though it's all-encompassing, it's more than just God talk and faith and fiction, but rather it incorporates people who are seeking. It incorporates people who are agnostic or atheists and just, you know, maybe focus on the human condition and the moral ethos of people. So people are more interested, I think, in coming together around this topic, as opposed to if I had a church service, I might not get the same audience here at an Evensong in the Episcopal Church versus talking about, you know, Star Wars. And so I think what we're seeing here, too, and you had asked about the process of the event, and this kind of answers this question, too, is that, you know, initially it was going to be at Virginia Theological Seminary again, but they started doing renovations. We started looking for other spaces when we were no longer able to have it there. And there were some people, there were some groups, some organizations, some churches who said, yes, you can have it here, but, you know, we don't want any propaganda, or any non-Christian group cannot be vendors. They can't sell their products, even if it didn't have necessarily a religious undertone. So while some people are welcome, they're welcoming to an extent. So we faced some challenges with that. So we are very grateful that Messiah College was open to us being here. They knew the message, and we know that going to different places, when we say we are all inclusive, open and affirming, so when people hear those words, they're often triggers, like, oh God, they're going to be just talking about, you know, homosexuality, you know, or they're just going to be talking about racism, you know, and those topics can be very triggering for people who don't identify as LGBT Q+, or if they don't necessarily see themselves in the world of social justice activism. But I'm really grateful for doors that have opened and who say, you know, this isn't necessarily our organization's cultural ethos, but we're going to let you guys come in. So I'd rather enter into those types of communities who are welcoming and who are interested or a little open-minded, as opposed to just going everywhere where they just have yes people. You know what I mean? So I think part of the process for us is to be also open to communities who aren't necessarily just like us too. So it's kind of like a beautiful exchange and bringing together a lot of folks who wouldn't come together otherwise.
So next year.
Yes.
September 19th in Pittsburgh.
In Pittsburgh, yeah.
So where can people go to learn more and to make their plans?
Sure. Oh, God bless you all. So the website has not been updated with 2019 information or 2020 information. Yes, we are in Pittsburgh Theological Seminary. They opened their doors to us through one of our teammates who is a chaplain at one of the chaplains there in the local area to Pittsburgh colleges and seminaries, Brian Bennett, who does Church of the Geek podcast. And it's going to be exciting. Give us some time to update the information. And that's the thing about our planning team. We are small and mighty, and we all have day jobs, and we live all over like the Northeast region. So as far west as Pittsburgh and as far south as North Carolina. So coming together, getting our schedules together, sometimes that can be tedious, as well as fundraising as well. So, you know, funding plays a part of this. So a lot of it came from Virginia Theological Seminary, who offered us a community engagement grant. And so they were really, really helpful. And of course, St. Stephen's Episcopal Cathedral here in Harrisburg, where the Episcopal Church's faith informs them to be open and friendly. And we're part of the Jesus movement, which isn't exclusive, it's inclusive. So we're looking forward to updating everything. Visit our website. It is up. Sign up to get the newsletter and information, and visit us on Facebook. We're on Instagram and Twitter. I'm not much of a social media person, so I apologize in advance if it hasn't been updated for a while. But once we get back active, we visit our sites regularly. So, but if you're looking for a position, please, you know, we can use some volunteers to help with social media and marketing.
And finally, what would be your dream guest speaker, panel, who would you love to bring in?
Oh my goodness. My first, okay, so we entertained this last year. So we thought about Richard Rohr, Neil Gaiman, mm-hmm. huge Neil Gaiman fan. Reading the Sandman series was what really drew me in deeper to reading graphic novels. Like I read some when I was younger, but that was just like, yes, I can be a mature adult and still enjoy these things. So thank you, Neil, for allowing me to feel that permission. M. Night Shyamalan, huge fan. I find that whether it's intentional or unintentional by M. Night, in a lot of his films, it incorporates Joseph Campbell's The Hero's Journey, where one person starts out just, you know, ordinary, typical day, and then they embark on this really great journey, come across unlikely friends and colleagues that help them along the way. Lady in the Water is my favorite. It's all about community. It's all about that love to get to an end goal. So those were the three that really come to mind. Of course, I would be open to other speakers who are courageous enough to talk about faith in fiction or, you know, morality as it informs their perspective in pop culture.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Riverfront Church Broadcast. You can connect with us online at riverfrontwilmo.com or on Facebook. Just search for Riverfront Church in Wilmington, Delaware. May God meet you where you are and lead you where you are meant to go.